Prague's Charles University recently hosted an unusual marathon which tested the capacity of various machine translating systems. The annual event is part of the Euro Matrix project, which aims to establish machine translation systems for all European languages. And the participants had a week to translate some 12,000 sentences from various newspapers and news sites. In the coming weeks, their output will be confronted with translations done by professional human translators. Ruth Frankova spoke to Ondrej Bojar from the Institute of Formal and Applied Linguistics, which is taking part in the Euromatrix project.
The project includes, if I'm correct, 7 universities and 2 companies, and we are one of those universities. And our main focus is translation from English to Czech, and also from Czech to English, but we prefer Czech as the target language. And we are working with deep syntactic representations of the sentence. We aim at translation where linguistics is applied. We build on theory that has been designed since the 20th of last century, and we've built collections of hundreds of thousands of sentences that are manually annotated with a syntactic representation of the sentence. And within the project Euromatrix, we are now transferring the knowledge we have about Czech syntax and the rules that are used in the annotation and apply them to the English side as well.
Is Czech a difficult language for machine translation systems compared to other European languages?
Czech has some special properties that make it particularly difficult for translation, for example, from English. And the differences between Czech and English are the rich morphology of Czech. So while in English you have just a single form of a word, say green for the color, in Czech you have 7 cases, 4 genders and 2 numbers. Not all these combinations are different on the surface level, but anyway, the number of possible Czech word forms is much higher, and the system has to choose a correct one. So this is a challenge.
What about word order?
The word order actually helps us when we are translating from English to Czech, because Czech allows nearly any permutation of words in the sentence as a correct word order, provided that the case markings and things like that are correct. When we are translating back from Czech to English, and the Czech is original Czech produced by native speakers, the situation is much more difficult. You have to identify what is the subject, where is the verb, where is the object, and these have to be in the canonic English order. Otherwise, the sentence wouldn't be comprehensible for a speaker of English.
Finally, what is the future of machine translators? Do you think that machine translation systems can replace humans?
I do believe that machine translation systems can replace humans for repetitive texts. For example, weather reports were machine translated from English to French in the 70s very successfully already. But that was the topic was very simple. It was just weather forecast. Now I think we're moving towards European legislation, and I would estimate that 60% or maybe even more of the texts can be automatically translated without no human intervention.
Ondrej Bojar from the Institute of Formal and Applied Linguistics, ending that report by Ruth Frankova.